Good morning, my friends. It is Michael, a.k.a. Kazo, coming to you live from Ohio, Amish country, to be exact. I am in the middle of, well, I don't want to say nowhere. I know where I am, but it is in way off the beaten path, and I'm just kind of cutting across some back roads, enjoying the beautiful, absolutely stunning scenery. The leaves have all pretty much dropped off the trees. And they're blowing around in people's yards on the side of the roads. It's the last few trees that have leaves, brilliant yellows, reds, and oranges. It's gorgeous, and I enjoy the view. I do truly enjoy being able to see out there and just experience those changes because I know winter is coming, and I'm not that excited about it. See, I don't mind the cold. The cold's fine. It's the wind. Oh, the wind makes winter not a lot of fun. It makes it unbearable sometimes because it can be 30 degrees out, and you're like, okay, it's comfortable. It's only 30, and then the wind blows, and it's like 10 degrees, and that's a little chilly. It kind of cuts through. And as a truck driver, the thing I hate the most is snow on the roadway. It can make my job very difficult. Many people think, oh, you're a big, heavy truck, so snow, that's no big deal. Oh, it still is a big deal. It just means that I have 18 tires that could slide instead of only four. So you got to be careful. And I'll talk about winter in another podcast later on in the year. Once it becomes, well, much more relevant and out there. For now, I've been searching my brain. It's been about 3 weeks since I've made a podcast, and shame on me. But I've had a lot going on in my life, good and bad. You know, that's life, isn't it? Just good and bad. But I've been having a hard time thinking of a topic to talk about. I don't know. It's just I've had problems with it. But I did settle on something today. And I want to talk to you about team driving. It's what that is. A friend of mine was talking to me and saying how they would love to just be able to get away from college for a while and just be in the truck with me. It's traveling around, seeing the country, and being able to study, work on their paperwork, write their tests and their reports, and just have that that time away from the world, but still getting their things done. And then they said, oh, it would be nice, but there's no room for two people inside a truck. And that made me stop real fast. I'm like, yeah, there is. Are you kidding me? Heck, there's room for three people in one of these trucks if you're all really close to each other. But it made me realize that a lot of people don't understand trucks, what's inside of the trucks, and what you can actually do with that. So I'm going to start off. Are y'all interested or knowledgeable about what a tiny home is? It's all the rage these days. It's basically, it's like an RV, but a home. It's, you got bedrooms, bathroom, living room, kitchen. It has everything, but in a very tiny 300 square foot space. In RVs, you generally have a bit more room in an RV, but you still have shower, bathroom, bedroom, living room, kitchen. It's spread out depending on the size RV you have. Well, my truck is a little bit of a mixture of both, I'd say, probably leaning more to the RV side, but and I don't have square footage to give you. It's not a lot. But there, you could easily fit two people in here. I've done it. See, one of the things they have is called team driving. Two people, one truck. As it stands now, whenever I drive a truck, I could drive, you know, about my 11 hours a day. And then I take the night off, you know, at least 10 hours, if not more. I just take the time off. And then again, I'll go the next day. So if somebody 1,000 miles away wants to ship something, it's going to take me 2 days. It's maybe on a really wonderful day, a day and a half, but somewhere between a day and a half and 2 full days to get it to them. Well, what happens if they go, I can't wait 2 days. I need it by tomorrow morning. 1 day. Well, then you can send it via a team. That's 2 people. So one person drives and the other person sleeps. And then after one person drives for 11 hours, they switch. The other driver's been sleeping will drive. The person who had been driving sleeps. And that way the truck keeps on moving, which the company likes because they don't make any money when the truck sits at night. The customer likes it, and even the drivers like it because, one, they get to be with someone that they're friends with or they're in love with, a partner, a wife, a husband, a boyfriend, girlfriend, however it goes. They have that person that they get to spend quality time with, but at the same time, not too much quality time. They get that. They get to work while the other partner sleeps. And the paycheck. Currently, I make. Well, I don't mind telling you all what I make. Most truck drivers don't mind. Say I make right now 43 cents a mile. 43 cents a mile. So if I drive 10 miles, I just made $4.20. 100 miles, that's $42. So not that bad. Better when I'm moving fast. Really not that good when I'm sitting in traffic. So it overall for the year, though, it averages out. A team driver may make 60 cents a mile. So that's, if they drive 500 miles for the day, that's $300 for the day. It's really good money. Mind you, you're sleeping while the truck's driving down the road. Pluses and minuses to this. But back to the size of the vehicle here, you have a driver's seat and a passenger seat. Both of them extremely comfortable seats. Air ride, suspension, lumbar support. Heck, some of them have buttons that vibrate. Like you make the seat vibrate and pulsate on your back. It's, I call it $1,000 vibrator, because one, the seats cost about $1,000, and two, it feels real good having that vibrate and massage on your back like that, trying to keep, you know, circulation going and keep drivers happy. Companies have to do that. Drivers won't stay in bad equipment. But yeah, good seats up front, lots of leg room, lots of room to stretch out, tons of cabinet and storage space. I mean, I live in my truck, literally. This is my home, and I have everything that I need inside the truck. It's so moving to the back, step behind the seats, and you have bunk beds. I have a Super Twin, which is on the bottom, or a Twin XL. It's a bit bigger than a regular twin-size bed. 2 people can lie down side by side. A little tight, but they can do it. If they want a spoon, there's more than enough room for both of them. Even one person lying on their back and the other person lying on their side, more than comfortable enough. And the mattress, I have an 8-inch memory foam mattress. They have regular spring ones too, but they have that premium cooling memory foam. I put a 4-inch cooling memory foam topper on top of that, and then a mattress, a quilted mattress pad on top of that. So I am rocking 12 inches of cooling, comfortable. My God, my bed is so amazingly soft. And then you have the top bunk, which you can get the same exact thing on top. Because say you have 2 people who aren't partners, they're just friends. One person sleeps up top, one person sleeps on the bottom. Say they aren't going to drive anywhere that day. Or they're in a customer and the customer goes, look, it's going to be 10 hours. Well, I'm going to go take a nap. So while one's sleeping on the back, I'll just climb up to the top bunk and sleep up there. People go, oh, it's like camping, you got a sleeping bag. Well, I can sleep with a sleeping bag if I want to, but I have my sheets, I got extra sheets, blankets, comforters, pillows, throw pillows. This is, again, my home, and I treat it like my home. Very comfortable environment. In the back, I have, I believe, a 28-inch flat-screen television hooked up to the truck. So I've got it's a cable. I can see things. I don't have a satellite dish. Some drivers put satellite in here. I don't have a need to. I have my Xbox, so I can do the Netflix and play my video games on the TV in my spare time. Or if you're driving, the other person's done for the day, man, they got 12, 13 hours with nothing to do. And they don't need to sleep 12, 13 hours, so they may decide to watch a movie or play games until they're tired. Real comfortable. You throw all those throw pillows up and you can lean against the wall, kind of like in a makeshift chair. I have a microwave, 700-watt microwave, up on a cabinet there, easily accessible. I can cook all my food. I have a refrigerator, probably about the size of a college dorm room, a little bit bigger than that, a bit deeper than that. In the back, so I refrigerate food. I have a 40-quart refrigerator / freezer cooler size that I have currently strapped to my passenger seat, but you can put that in the back easily enough. So I will cook my own food and then freeze it, and I have meals for the next 7 to 12 days to eat. Speaking about cooking, I have a crock pot. I have a electric skillet. I have a coffee maker, so I can make all my own coffee. I'm good on food. You stop at a Walmart or a grocery store, and you stock up on stuff. Again, I have lots of cabinet space, too. So clothes, all my coffee supplies, cleaning supplies. And I have one cabinet that's just pantry. Salt, pepper, sauces, your oils, vinegars. I just cook in my truck comfortably, just like anybody else may at home. The only thing I do not have in the truck is running water. So I do not have a bathroom. I do not have a shower. I don't have a sink with which to wash dishes. Now, I do wash dishes. I've got more than enough water, so I'll put a little bit in and you wash it. It's just, I have a big 5-gallon bucket with a garbage bag in it. And you make do. Again, it is a truck. It's not a full-size RV. So there are things that you have to work with. And as far as a shower or a bathroom, there are rest areas. There are truck stops with amazing showers. I know I've talked about them before. It's anytime I stop and get 50 gallons worth of fuel, I get a free shower. And I probably get about 1,200 gallons of fuel just myself as a solo. With a team driver, I'm looking between 2,000 and 2,500 gallons of fuel. And each time you get a shower, they give one to both the driver and the co-driver. So more than enough ability to get a hot shower once or twice a day if I'm so inclined. Which I love. Again, showers are my self-care. So I have that. Tons of floor space. I can do sit-ups in here, push-ups, planking, squats. I do exercise. I have some dumbbells, so I do my exercising in here as well with tons of room. Again, I have my fuel and all the tools. You're thinking, what about all this stuff for the truck, like your tools, oil, coolant? I have the room underneath the bunk, and that's accessible from the outside. I can open up the doors, and I can get all my fluids, my tools, flashlight, hammers, load straps, gloves, everything, all that dirty stuff. Keep it out of the truck. The truck's the clean area. Which I love. And I have carpet for the truck as well. I get out of the seat, kick off my shoes, and I'm walking around on nice, comfortable carpet, bare feet, bare socks. sometimes you just got to take care of yourself. So I bought carpet and I put it in the truck. It's, again, my home. And, for a lot of people, it's their home away from home. You spend 6 nights a week inside this truck at a minimum. Some people, literally, they'll stay out 5-10 weeks at a time, and then they'll take like a week or two off. But outside of that, they live in this truck. You got to make it your own. Keep it clean, dust, polish. I take care of it, and there's more than enough room. So to that friend who said that they would love to come out on the road, but they were a little bit worried about it not having the necessary room for two people, like, bring it on. I got room. I have a desk back there. I have cabinets. You can file everything away. Go for it. Many husband wives out here where the wife drives the truck and the husband's just a passenger, or vice versa. It's friends. People bring family out. I bring my daughters out. It's and it's magical being able to have someone where I could show the country to, and that person can sit here and just be amazed at America. It's the countryside. I love it. And I hope someday I get to have someone come out in the truck with me and I can show them where I work and the love that I have for it. So I'm going to wrap up by saying team driving, it can be extremely financially wonderful, and having that person in the truck to share in your adventures with, it can be amazing. And I may do that again at some point in the future, get someone to drive with me. It's hard finding that person that you trust to drive while you sleep. I have a few people that I would trust. None of them drive, or they're not interested in having a co-driver. So for now, I just do my own thing. I'm enjoying it, and I have all this space to stretch out and relax. I hope that you are safe. I hope that you are well. I love sharing my life, my thoughts, my views with you, and I hope that you enjoy, in turn, receiving it and listening. So please stay safe, have fun, and I'll see you out there.